Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Monday. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I have been, spending a great deal of my time here lately dealing with the fact that I'm a older person. Now, not older than, say, I'm not elderly by any stretch, but I am feeling it, you know. And I wear bifocals, wireless bifocals, to help me read. And the thing, the vision has affected me as far as acquiring sight pictures, in that I have had to go from shooting with both eyes open to closing one eye to acquire the sight picture. And I don't like that much. I don't like that much. If you can shoot with both eyes open, that is better, because you're not just seeing what's in front of the sight. You can expand your field of view. So I decided to take a step, and my friend T.K. Martindale at Adams Arms, he and I were talking. He built my Adams Arms AR-15 personally for me. But I don't carry the Adams Arms AR-15 as my concealed carry weapon. I typically carry a Glock. Now, in handguns, one of the trends out there is to put optics on them. So, another sponsor of mine, which specializes in selling a lot of stuff for AR-15s, like all the furniture and everything else, they also sell optics. And this is Mounting Solutions Plus. So, I got a couple of Trijicon RMRs from them. And I got with TK, and TK, the thing about Adams is that Adams has all of these CNC machines, so he can take anything he wants, stick it in that CNC machine, and write the CAD program for it, and just let it rip. And I decided to, my custom Glocks come from Salient, but I decided to get a slight customization done on my Glock 17. And I finally got it back. And one of the things I did is I pull it from the G-code holster, was have a Trijicon RMR mounted on it. If you're watching in either one of the video streams, there's the Trijicon RMR. This one's mounted a little further forward. The thing about mounting an optic like a Trijicon RMR on your pistol is that you also have to mount what are referred to as suppressor sights, so that you have a higher sight profile for backup. Haven't fired it yet. I only got it Friday. The Trijicon is, well, it's built like a tank. I could drive a nail with the top of the Trijicon. I mean, I can beat the optic up, and it's not going to get messed up too much. But I did have him mounted a little further forward so that I can co-witness as a reference the backup sights on it. And I've solved the issue of shooting with both eyes open with this. The other, now there's a couple of cons that goes along with this. The punch out of the gun where most people punch out and acquire that, their stationary sights, the sights that come with the gun, the native sights, the indigenous sights, whatever you want to call them. That changes when you put an optic on the gun because it's higher. So you have to lower the plane as far as where the gun is in your hands, or you have to tilt your head backwards a little bit to acquire that. But there's a little bit of a learning curve with that. But this has solved the issue of shooting with both eyes open. This is not... This doing something like this involves a little bit of work. This is not something for, unless you are a CNC machinist, it's not something for somebody to just do in their garage, because you have to do a cut into the slide. And it takes a little bit of time. And with all of TK's duties down there at at Adams Arms, which he's a weapons designer, there's a lot to it. He also did some slide lightning on it as well and made my cuts a little bigger, put some cuts on the front. Overall, I'm pleased with it. I carried it over the weekend as the carry gun. It's, you know, there's not a whole lot of weight difference between a Glock 26 and a Glock 17. Overall, I am very pleased with it. But, like I said, there are other solutions out there as far as optics to put on your handgun besides the Trijicon RMR. The Trij, I got the Trij because it's the best, and with the deal that you, if you use promo code RADIO at Mounting Solutions Plus, because they are a sponsor, you get, I think, 10% off on the purchase price. But a Trij is not the cheapest. It's not the cheapest solution. But the funny thing is that with some of these optics companies like Vortex, which makes very good optics, they also make an optic to go on top of a handgun. And their optic to go on top of a handgun is the most expensive thing they have, comparatively speaking. But, I mean, you're looking at, but I think the low end of the scale is probably the Burris Fast Fire, which is fine. It would work. And I believe that starts at $299. And then when you're looking at the Trij, you're looking at about $5.5. But this is the trend, and for people like me that want to shoot with both eyes open but can't do that quick acquisition of the sight picture as it used to be, this is not a bad solution. I'm going to mount one more on one other gun. I can't afford to mount them on every handgun I own, but... I can have two. So, but I just wanted to relate that to you because not all of us are eagle eyes. When, you know, my eyesight since I was in my 20s when I really started shooting seriously has diminished over time. And wearing my bifocals out on the range, you just lose that cool factor. You know, I want to wear something that's swept back and makes me look like I'm at a post-apocalyptic bad place. I don't want my bifocals on there. So I found the solution. Ha ha. Give that a look if that's something that you've been struggling with. It is something some people may have to budget for. Budget for it, because this will probably be, I may mount one on my Glock 19 as well. But I like carrying this around. I like the idea that I can punch it out and look for that dot, and I know when I find that dot that the sights are perfectly aligned. That's the way TK set up the zero on it. He told me I might want to zero it with my combat ammunition. I asked him if he zeroed it. TK's like 32 years old or something, and I'm like, I'm going to second guess your vision. No thanks, I'll just leave it the way it is. Because for me to zero it, I'd have to go to the range and wear my bifocals. And I'm just not going to do that. Just not going to do that. Got to have that cool factor. All right. We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to guns80.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Mike Bloomberg, although he is, you know, we'll see how this actually works out, although he is supposedly shrinking back from the active gun controlling scene, he does attract a bunch of people that are bad people, and he puts them in leadership positions. I'm referring to, well, you know, Mom's the Man. That's part of his little group. And there's a leader there named Erica Quinn. And turns out she's actually sort of the person that you wouldn't want to have a firearm in the first place. But that's not just an opinion you might come to yourself just looking at her and looking at her background. There's also an opinion out there in the Oklahoma court system. In April of 2013, Erica Quinn was slapped with a protective order. Even with that in place, Moms Demand Action leader Shannon Watts kept her on board for the last 16 months, and she's actually in charge of the Moms Demand Action chapter of in Oklahoma. She was ordered by the courts to remain 300 yards or more away from the children named in the order, as well as to surrender any and all firearms that she may own. Now, your first thought would be, Bill, as a Moms Demand Action leader, surely she does not own any firearms. I don't know if she does or not. I'm just going by her Twitter picture that has her holding a shotgun and looking fabulous. Oh, gosh. No, I'm sorry. This was a Facebook post, not Twitter. Now, so here's a person purporting to want to ban guns. That's not, they say, well, you know, of course we're for the Second Amendment, except for everything that's effective. And the part where people can carry it, regular people. We're against that part, but we're, you know, we don't want effective weapons, and we don't want regular people to be able to carry them here at Moms Demand Action. We demand action. Well, apparently somebody had to take away her shotgun or any and all firearms that she may have owned. And they keep her on. They keep her on board. The Mayors Against Illegal Guns had a bunch of people in there that could not legally own a gun either. And here's the thing about this. How discerning, and I know they're not going to do this because they're completely on board with it, because they're all based out of New York. That probably has a lot to do with it. But your mainstream media outlets, don't you think they should be discerning against this? One of the things I used to do, if I was going up against an anti-gunner in an interview of some sort, I would research them and find out what their status was as far as owning a gun. And if I found out that they could not legally own a gun, somewhere in the interview that would come out. I would say, well, listen, you know, the only problem I have for you advocating for what you're saying is that you have a record and you can't legally own a gun in the first place. So it's really not an option for you. It's not like you've chosen to be anti-gun. You have to by law. You can't own one, so you want to project that onto me. Nobody ever brings that up, of course. Oh, well. But I often will. A lot of the mayors against it, some of them committed gun crimes. There was one mayor in some little burg. He had somebody in his at his house, and they were having an argument, and that person wasn't doing what the mayor wanted him to do. So he produces a pistol and shoots a book on the desk. That book will never mess with that mayor again. But sane people, I very rarely get out there and say, you know, I've got a gun, which makes me omnipotent. You want me to show you? I'll show you. See that phone book? Now you know. That's not the position you take when you carry a gun. But then again, my overall philosophical outlook on stuff like that is really radically different. I see gun carriers today, I've said it before, as the modern pacifistic peacekeeper. We don't want to be involved in anything bad, but woe be to you if you make us be involved in something bad. Because we're going to make it, I don't know, is this grammatically correct, more badder? Worse badder, more worser badder? It just doesn't sound right no matter how I put it. I think you get the gist. And the very people that are out there lobbying and shaming and, you know, they have events that they promote for 3 or 4 months and half a dozen show up. But they get the press because the mainstream media is right in their hip pocket. The same people that would see your rights denied abuse the firearm. They take the gun and they turn it into an intimidation tool in some cases. When I carry my gun, I don't want it to be an intimidation tool unless I am facing that disparity in force phenomena of numbers. If I can draw my weapon and it intimidates a group of Utes to run the other way, okay, I can accept that. But it's, you know, I don't get out there and say, hey, look, I want my money back on this cheeseburger because it had no cheese. Well, you're not going to get it, sir. You ate it. Oh, really? Well, I got this. I'm not doing that. That's not how we conduct ourselves in public, is it? If I pull my gun in a self-defense situation, there's not going to be a whole lot of time for the thought process of going where they're shifting from aggressiveness to being intimidated. And now that I've got my Trigicon RMR mounted on top, that just shortened the time period a whole lot less. Made it less. I'm having a bunch of grammatical blunders this morning. Punisher, does this even sound remotely semi-professional? Anyway, coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about a concealed carrier in Milwaukee who interrupted a group of 6 gangbangers who had been on a 3-day rampage. He did this solo. Never heard of him before. Probably going to forget his name afterward, but this is just a regular person carrying a gun. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. option. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. In Milwaukee, prior to this last election cycle, recently, Sheriff David Clark did a little PSA where he asked the good people of Milwaukee to consider arming themselves and partnering up with the Sheriff's Department so that they could protect themselves until the Sheriff's Department could get there and take care of things for them. Of course, that was met with a whole lot of what? But Bloomberg spent $150,000 on that and lost that because of that one thing he did, because of that one thing that Sheriff Clark did. A 30-year-old West Allis, Milwaukee man, decided he would partner up with Sheriff Clark, and he stopped inadvertently, unknowingly, a three-day rampage. There was a group of at least six gangbangers who had been terrorizing the streets. They committed dozens of armed robberies and thefts. Early Monday morning, five of them approached the armed citizen and his co-workers as they were closing up a tavern they worked at, and they were getting ready to leave. As they closed the door and were heading across the parking lot, the gang approached the group, and the group was held at gunpoint in an attempt to rob them. The concealed carry holder didn't care too much for the notion, and in response, he produced his sidearm and fired upon the thugs, shooting and killing one before the rest could flee like the cowards that they are. The dead individual When they identified him, his five cohorts were arrested shortly after that because of the kid had a, and this was a kid. This was a kid. This was a 15-year-old. 15 years old. With a long, long arrest record despite his age. In the blink of an eye, a crime spree is stopped. For those of you out there that would say, but he was a child. Stop being so hypersensitive, please. The shooter, the armed citizen, he was taken to the station and he was detained for a while. The district attorney there has ordered for him to return and will conduct an investigation to determine whether the shooting was in self-defense, which it obviously was. If I'm in a group of friends and I'm carrying a gun and a group of utes walks up on me and they've got guns pointed at us, self-defense mode becomes activated with me. I think this will be pretty much an open and shut case. Hopefully this is just a song and dance to do a little CYA on his part. Hopefully it won't put the hero citizen out too much. The police, and this was the police department of Milwaukee, not the sheriff's department. Lieutenant Mark Sandmeyer said the shooting victim was a 15-year-old that he called a known gang member who had a lengthy arrest record, including armed robbery and auto theft. Being a gang banger means that you have a low life expectancy. I don't like the choice that these young men make. I don't like what has driven them to it. I don't like the policies that have made this possible. And until, because these are all federal policies for the most part, and some of the states, when they get a sympathetic government in place, a sympathetic regime in place to whatever the feds are wanting to do, they, of course, go along with it. And you know, this, it all boils down to, it starts, the root base of why a young man chooses to be a gang member in the United States, especially for black America, is the dissolution of the black family. Like it or not. And this isn't because of me or you, okay? This is because of all these liberal policies that are out there. Both parents in place is always a good thing. Not necessarily, sometimes it's not going to be a practical thing. Some things just don't work out sometimes. But as a rule of thumb, some attitudes have got to change concerning people in the United States. And until that does happen, we're going to have gang members. We're going to have young people that, like this 15-year-old thug, who, quite honestly, should have expected this to happen sometime in his criminal career. Because sooner or later, you are going to run across somebody, and the victim is going to turn into a defender. Give it time. This young fella apparently had a lengthy career, which makes me wonder when he joined the gang. Was he 11? Was he 10? Was he 8? When did he join the gang? Where's the family? Where's the mom? Where's the dad? Where's the extended family? But one man with a gun stopped a 3-day crime rampage in Milwaukee. And this quite easily proves, once again, that the law-abiding are better. They're better off in a situation like this with a gun in the hand rather than with a mobile phone with 911 on the line. It's always been that way. It's always been that way. This just proves it yet again. So, and this, that particular incident that happened that Monday, that was among 6,500 to 7,000 of those just like it that happen every day, 95% of which don't ever result in a shot being fired. I have heard it slightly addressed, but sometimes I got to wonder, if you got 2.5 to 3 million defensive gun uses a year that stop a crime in the midst of it unfolding, if you took away the guns, doesn't that mean that, and I wonder what order of magnitude it would go up by, but if that's happening yearly, annually, does that mean that we have a possibility out there, if they have their way, of having an additional 2.5 to 3 million trauma cases a year, murders a year, aggravated assaults a year, rapes a year? Makes you wonder why they would want that. But I know why they want it. It's not about them being anti-gun. And that's something you have to make the distinction. Somebody that's out there that's anti-gun, that doesn't like guns, they're hard to reach. They're hard to sway. Someone out there that is elite, that is not anti-gun, they're just anti-Second Amendment, there's somebody that you can't reach either, but you've just got to constantly be on your guard for. You've got to constantly be watching for them, because they use a lot of the same arguments and a lot of the same tired data, but they are getting more imaginative. But when we get back, do police steal guns? On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Somewhere there's all right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Lubricant Studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Far too often you hear about cases where law-abiding citizens have their guns confiscated by police officers. Never, never to have them returned. This primarily happens in anti-gun states like California. But in other states, there's plenty of shady characters with a badge that, you know, in all 50 states, you can find something like that. Then there's this notion of the police department, sheriff's department operated so-called gun buyback. Do you believe that if a police officer is involved in it, do you believe a police department would run a gun buyback program? Where you get a, you know, $25 gift certificate to Bed Bath & Beyond or $100 or an Xbox One or something like that, that you're going to hand over a decent operating weapon of some sort, in some cases, antiques, and they're just going to look at that and say they're all getting melted down and turned into a road, turned into rebar. No. That'll be added to somebody's personal collection or sold. So, knowing that in certain places with certain people that this kind of thing is happening, it doesn't really surprise me. It's been happening for years. We've known it's been happening for years. But now the Pentagon is acknowledging this. Apparently, police officers are stealing firearms that are being supplied to them by the Defense Department. Oh, the, you know, Section 1033. I don't honestly believe, having trained with the full select fire weapon, that select fire trumps all. When I was training in basic training and they were trying to teach us suppressive fire, that was always done with the M16 in semi-automatic, where we would just be sweeping and pulling the trigger. And that's because it spreads the suppressive fire out over a wider area with more control, hence being suppressive. Hence. So do I think that the police need fully automatic weapons? No, I don't. If anybody, especially for these guys that are carrying patrol rifles, the AR-15, the semi-automatic only variant, is a very effective weapon with somebody that knows what they're doing. So I'm sort of against a program that sends select fire weapons to the police, because I believe that police are civilians, like it or not, especially in places where the average citizen is all but disarmed. Putting that aside, when you're looking at the certain cliches, one thing that you'll notice is that cream is not always the only thing that rises to the top. There's also a level of scum that comes there. And in scores of police departments around the country, police officers have stolen the military-grade weaponry, either for their own collection or to sell illegally in order to get a bonus payday. Huntington Beach, California, for instance, received 23 M16 rifles. Not the civilian variant, the full rock and roll chatter switch M16. And now they are missing one. Now, try as I might, I know that there's not some Catwoman-like slinky thief that can get in where no one can get in and waltz into an armory and spirit away a rifle. So something else happened there. Huntington Beach Police Department Lieutenant Michael Mitchell O'Brien tried to both assure that it was not stolen by some citizen, but also offered some tepid defense that it might have been melted down. They're trying to say it might have been, probably was, used for parts. And the spare parts probably got discarded at some point, but again, it's inconclusive. But we are pretty confident, according to him, that nobody got into our armory and took it. But they were suspended from the Pentagon program. I'm glad that he's pretty confident. Isn't that a resounding turndown? Isn't that a resounding... I'm almost 100%... Well, I'm almost 90%... 85%, you know. Pretty confident. That gun got stolen. If... And I don't care who it is. A Class 3 weapon, if it comes up missing, heads begin to roll, especially with the ATF. Now, why this doesn't happen to this long, they got kicked out of the Section 1033 program. Why isn't somebody going to jail over this? The 1033 program that gives these surplus military weapons to local police departments has suspended 145 local departments from the program so far for lost weapons. The Daytona Beach Police Department was suspended after reporting a lost M16 in January. According to their spokesman, Jimmy Flint, he told Cox Communications, "We still have not been able to find it." Napa County Sheriff's Office banned after someone stole a rifle from an employee's personal vehicle. What was it doing in there? Under Sheriff Gene Donaldson said, "If I knew where it was, I'd go get it. It's equipment we can obtain at no cost to our budget, so the taxpayers don't get taxed twice." Not really sure what that has to do with the loss of a fully automatic true assault rifle, but it sort of sounds like somebody's running for re-election. Arkansas, 3 departments have been suspended for losing military weapons. Their spokesman, James Ray, was optimistic. He said, "If we don't know where they are, then hopefully we can get them back. I mean, they've been reported stolen by the law enforcement agencies." And the list goes on and on and on. Now, either there's nearly 150 law enforcement offices across the United States that are run by Barney Fife or the Keystone Cops. But the more likely scenario here is that cops are stealing their own weapons. Now, one of the things that the gun grabbers want to see put in place is if you, especially with universal background checks, this would be part and parcel of universal background checks. If a gun is stolen or lost, you have 24 hours to report it to somebody. In some cases, if it was federal, it would be the Department of Justice. And if you don't, you've broken the law. Imagine if you lost a weapon and gave authorities the same lame excuses that these police departments are throwing out there. Do you think they would be understanding and forgiving of you for some of that lame junk I just mentioned? One question I have about the Section 1033 program that suspends these departments: do they take everything else back? See, I believe there should be a degree of accountability. It is fine. I'm not so much the vehicle thing, if it makes them feel good. They don't need automatic weapons. Not in, you know, some of these cities are going to be obvious targets of terrorism. Maybe. But, you know, then again, I mean, fully automatic is such a waste of ammunition. And it's over with in, like, seconds. I'd like to have a little bit more gas in that tank. And I don't know if police can afford it. Let's go into the next hour. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katy Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katyarmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.